Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday the 17th of April. I hope you're well. Coming up,
we are still drinking in a harmful and hazardous way.
Ireland ranks third highest in the world for number of pubs per head, and jurors finally selected for Donald Trump's trial. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Ireland ranks third highest in the world for the number of pubs per head of population, while 3 in 4 people live within walking distance of a licensed premises. The review from the Health Research Board shows average annual consumption for people aged 15 and up last year was 9.9 litres of pure alcohol. That equates to 37 bottles of vodka, 104 bottles of wine and 400 pints of beer. HRB Research Officer Anne Doyle says despite a slight decline in alcohol consumption, we're still drinking too much.
There has been a decline in alcohol use. So when we compare, we've looked at the per capita alcohol use over time, and even just compared to 2022 in the year and to 2023, we've seen a decline in alcohol use. And so there is a small decline in the volume of alcohol that we're drinking. But however, we are still drinking in a harmful and hazardous way.
The Taoiseach is in Brussels today, where he'll attend a two-day special European Council with other EU leaders to discuss international issues, including the Middle East and Ukraine. Simon Harris says he'll be expressing strong condemnation of Iran's attack on Israel at the weekend. The Taoiseach is also planning to make clear his strong view that there should be an immediate ceasefire in Gaza with the release of all hostages and a significant increase of humanitarian aid. Meanwhile, the Israeli Prime Minister is set to meet with the British Foreign Secretary today. David Cameron is in Israel for talks with Benjamin Netanyahu, where Hamas hostages and getting more aid into Gaza are on the agenda. A major focus will be on Israel's response to Iran's air attacks, with Western leaders already appealing for calm heads. The first 7 jurors for Donald Trump's initial trial have been chosen, but that wasn't before they were quizzed about social media posts, political views, and whether they can judge him fairly. The former US president denies falsifying business records to cover up a hush money payment to an adult film star. As he left court in New York, the 77-year-old again hit out.
The whole world is watching this New York legal system. This is all really election interference at the highest level. It all comes out of Washington. Because they're losing badly. People don't like the persecution. They don't like what's going on.
It's believed we may have a final verdict at the Stardust inquest today. The jury was said to be very close to reaching a decision on what is the 1-year anniversary of the start of the case. News Talk's Aidan Delaney reports.
The jurors have to reach verdicts for each of the 48 people who lost their lives in a fire at the Stardust Ballroom in Dublin in 1981. They have 5 verdicts open to them. They'll also have to fill out a questionnaire into the circumstances of the fire. Yesterday, the foreman of the jury told the coroner they're very close to reaching a verdict and spent last night putting the final wording together. The jury were asked to come in early on what is the 11th day of deliberations, with hopes that a decision will be made. In all, these fresh inquests at the Dublin City Coroner's Court sat for 122 days and heard testimony from 370 witnesses.
A cut in interest rates is on the cards in June. The European Central Bank is expected to make the move if inflation continues its downward trend in the coming months. ECB Chief Christine Lagarde told CNBC we'll see rate cuts by the summer, provided there are no major financial shocks.
But if it moves according to our expectations, if we don't have, you know, a major shock in development, we are heading towards a moment where we have to moderate the restrictive monetary policy that we have applied certainly since September when we decided to hold rate.
Medical practitioners want smacking banned in Northern Ireland to make sure it's seen as unacceptable. Britain's Royal College of Paediatrics says current legislation has created grey areas, which means there's sometimes a defence to the physical punishment of children in both the North and in England. Smacking is already illegal in Ireland, Scotland and Wales. We're being encouraged to sit down with our families and discuss organ donation this week. Next week is Organ Donor Awareness Week, with over 600 people waiting on a life-saving transplant at the moment. public are being urged to learn more about how they can help after opt-out donation was introduced in February. Colin White from the Irish Kidney Association says everyone benefits from this kind of system.
It could be your mum, your dad, your brother, your sister, your auntie, your uncle, who could be the people who are in need of a transplant. So it's not statistics and all the numbers, etc., etc. It's people. It's real people.
In entertainment news, a six-part TV series is to be made about the First Lady of France. The production company says Brigitte, a free woman, will trace the storybook journey of President Macron's wife. It starts with how the couple met when she was his secondary school teacher. And in sport, in soccer, Gavin Bazuna looks set to be ruled out of the Republic of Ireland's June friendlies. His Southampton manager, Russell Martin, says the goalkeeper suffered a season-ending injury before last night's championship win at home to Preston. The 22-year-old suffered a suspected Achilles injury in the pre-match warm-up. The Saints are 4 points off the automatic promotion places after last night's 3-0 victory. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.